Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It is Wednesday, the 11th of March 2015, and it's approximately 7:45. In fact, no, it is 7:50, if I'm going to be precise, in the PM. And I'm just about to head home from the supermarket. It's a long time since I've done this. I've kind of got the audio blogging bug again. I've actually listened to a few audio boos today as well for the first time in a long time. Excuse the beeping as I start up the car. And I have recorded earlier on today. I did record a blog on Voicebone. I think I've arrived at the conclusion that for a while at least I'm going to sort of drift between the two platforms, because I'm kind of I'm undecided as to whether I like the little 5-minute compact pieces of audio or whether I prefer the more long-winded rambly boos. I guess for myself, I like to be able to ramble, and it's been a bit sort of, it's good for me to have that 5 minutes of listening to content, because it's easier for me to consume. But to actually, for myself to post, it feels a little bit odd going back to having to set a timer or monitor the recording app as I talk, to think I'm going to run out of time. But uncertain times and all this kind of stuff, and one thing that's made me a little bit more keen to pursue the audio boo thing as well for a little bit longer is that I managed to get a boo mail working again the other day, which hasn't worked for a very long time. And I think the reason why it hasn't worked is because with the voice recording app that I've been using, which is the Sony proprietary one that's available to download from the App Store, the Play Store, has various audio quality settings, and I was recording it in the highest quality without thinking really. And when I record for any more than about sort of 15 minutes or so, it was making the file sizes too big to go out from Gmail to go up to Boomail. So I think that's why I was having problems. Whereas if I knock the audio quality down a little bit, which isn't really all that noticeable, it's certainly better than some of the audio I've done in the last few days. The file size is a lot smaller, so I'm able to send it through Boomail, which I discovered the other day, which kind of makes me a little bit more comfortable, because really I'm back to where I was before. Apart from the RSS feed is mashed, although I did hear Phil, Dead Eye Gambler, say that there's a new RSS pipe which now brings down the images with the audio boos. So I'll try and update that and see if that stops this, because I'm getting the same as Phil. I'm getting duplicates. I'm getting 2, 3, and 4, you know, copies of some audio boos. So maybe if I can drop the new or updated modified pipe in there, then maybe that will sort that issue out as well. I'm quite happy to float between the two platforms now that Simon has wonderfully managed to sort out the RSS feed from Voicebo as well. I can just essentially have another feed in my podcatcher, which is brilliant. On the subject of recording apps, I heard Phil today talking about using the audio recording app that I used to use, which is called HiQ. And I really liked using HiQ, so much so that I upgraded from the free version to the paid-for version just before I swapped my phone over. So I think probably about October time last year, October, November, something like that. I'd been using the free version for a while, and I swapped over to the premium version. It only cost me a couple of quid, but you know, I still bought it. Then when I got my new phone, I went to obviously reinstall all my apps, and the HiQ app had disappeared from the Play Store. It just wasn't there. It vanished. So I sort of spoke to Phil, and he looked and said, yeah, well, I can't see it either. But obviously he still had his version on his existing phone. So I assumed it had just been, just, you know, they'd gone pop, or they'd just pulled the app full stop. Anyway, just when I heard Phil talking about it today, I thought, well, I'll just have a look and just see if Phil's managed to get hold of it again. Doesn't really matter what. But yeah, so anyway, I had a look. And sure enough, here's this IQ app back there available to purchase. And it's still showing that I need to buy it. But I've already bought it. So I looked through my purchase history on the Google Play Store, and the purchase isn't showing anymore. It's disappeared. So something has gone awry. But having a quick look through the reviews, it seems that it's happened to a lot of people. It was pulled from the store for a while, and when it's gone back up, everybody who's bought it, seemingly previously, is having to pay for it again. So they're issuing refunds, but because I haven't, the record of the purchase isn't in the Play Store history, I don't really know if I'm going to get my refund back. It's only a couple of quid, but it's the principle. I've bought it once. And I wouldn't mind giving it a try, actually, just to compare it on this device against the Sony one that I'm using. But hey, enough talk of audio quality and all that malarkey. Being as I've just come back from the supermarket, and as used to be sort of customary on a shopping night, which incidentally has switched from a Tuesday to a Wednesday, because I now I have a special gaming night on a Tuesday. I have booked Tuesday evenings for specific gaming, because things happen on a Tuesday, and it's good that if I can access it early. Anyway, but we won't get into that. So anyway, it's Wednesday night. I've been to the supermarket, and as I used to do, I used to have a bit of a rant or a moan about the cashiers sometimes, or sometimes, on rare occasions, praise for the cashiers. Incidentally, I'm still going to Tesco. I'm still in the Tesco trap, the Tesco club car trap, and now the Tesco club car trap is all about the diesel, because now you get a huge discount on your diesel from using your Tesco club card, up to 20 pence a litre. Discount. Well, considering diesel is now just above £1 a litre, I think it went down to £1.08 a litre last week, something like that, at my local Tesco. To get, it varies between sort of 6 and 20p a litre off, depending on how long I leave it to build up, but to even get 6p a litre of that is pretty amazing. And so Tesco have got me in their clutches. So anyway, so watching this tonight as I came up to the checkout, and it's fairly late in the evening, so there aren't that many people in the store. There are only a couple of checkouts actually open, and I've joined this queue behind this fella who only had a couple of quick bits he wanted to buy, so he bought his bits, and the woman sat there, and I was still, by the time this guy had gone, I was still loading my stuff onto the conveyor belt, because I've done a big weekly shop, and yeah, the tactics of these cashiers, I've noticed they have skills in customer assistance avoidance, where suddenly she needed to pull out an extortionate number of new carrier bags for me to use, and every one of those carrier bags she had to open for me. She couldn't leave me to open these carrier bags for myself. She had to open each one for me, which of course took lots and lots of time. And the longer she spent opening such carrier bags, then the less time she had, or the less likely it was going to be that she would be forced into asking me if I wanted help packing my bags. And as the conveyor belt got fuller and fuller, and I was trying to deliberately make a big scene of trying to squeeze my items into little gaps that were left on the conveyor belt, she eventually said, "Would you like some help with your packing, Doc?" And I'm thinking, and I actually said, I was very polite, and I said, "Yes, if you wouldn't mind, please, that would be a great help. It would get me home a few minutes earlier." Ha 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 ha. "Thank you." And then I carried on squeezing my bits into the gaps. But then I thought, who in their right mind is not going to want any help with the packing? Surely it's the worst part of supermarket shopping. You just want it packed in the bags and away home, don't you? Surely nobody is going to say, "No, you must not put my baked beans in my bag for me, because I like to put my baked beans in my bag a special way." Surely nobody's going to do that, are they? I can't. Really? If that happens, then that's bizarre. But anyway, as far as I'm concerned, I just want it in the bags and out the shop. I want to be home as soon as I can. Saying that, I've just pulled up on my drive, and my wife will be going, "Why is he sitting on the drive with the engine running?" Because I haven't recorded an audio booth for ages, so she's not used to this. So anyway, So yeah, and I'm thinking, why didn't he just get on and do it? But there's this avoidance skill, this tactic of avoidance where they waste time, they pretend to change a till roll or pretend to get some bags out. Or, oops, there's a spillage on my chair that I just need to wipe. Or, oh, hang on, my uniform's all crooked. I need to stand up and adjust my shirt because it's uncomfortable or my seat's not quite the right height. All these little tricks, and you watch next time you go to the supermarket. Next time you go, just watch for the little techniques, the little tricks that they use. And I'm sure they sit round in the tea room when they're having their break saying, you know what, Doc? I just realised today, I pretended my shoelace was undone and that got me an extra 30 seconds. And by the time I'd fastened it, he'd put half his shopping in the bags and it was all done. I didn't have to do anything. I just sat there going beep, beep, beep. It was the best, easiest till session I've ever done. I'm sure. You could probably Google it. Google Tesco packing bag avoidance techniques for cashiers. It's bound to be on there somewhere. But anyway, in the end, she helped me pack. And she was very courteous. I wouldn't say polite, she was courteous. Through gritted teeth, she told me how much it was. And she said, thank you, Duck, when she gave me back my club card, which I thought was very kind of her to call me a duck. oh, dear. Anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to be doing this again. So I'm going to bid you all a good evening, and I'm going to go and have a very long, very strong cup of black coffee, probably play some video games, maybe watch a bit of TV. Yeah, usual night in. I might even have a bottle of beer. Look out for me on Untappd. I might just crack a beer open tonight. Right, anyway, I'm going. I will speak to you all again later. Thank you very much for listening to me, if you have done, and I'll catch you all soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.